This is the Hanging Podcast. Well, well, well.
What do we have here? Looks like it's another episode of the Imbangium Podcast. Is it the Imbangium Podcast or just the Bangium Podcast?
Yeah, the Bangium
yeah.
Podcast.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys are doing well. It's another, it's been a couple of fortnights.
I'm Darian.
Not a couple of weeks. Oh, and I'm Brian. Hopefully you guys are doing well. We are going to be doing this podcast again. We don't actually know what it's about. Hopefully you guys can help us find out. But we're going to be talking about the internet and stuff that we are experiencing through this thing that we call life. Hopefully you guys have been doing well. Speaking of double Fortnite, did you hear about that Fortnite thing?
Black hole?
The black hole?
I heard about it. I didn't care.
Neither did I. You know, it's actually pretty funny because there was almost 2.5 million people were watching it streaming on YouTube, 1.4 million on Twitch. Yeah. Super ridiculous. I didn't care, but you know, to each their own, and enjoying all the gaming that there is. I'm glad that Fortnite is going into, I guess, a new map and giving people experiences that they would never have experienced before, which is actually pretty good. Hopefully, there is something like Fortnite for people like me, old.
It's Apex Legends.
Oh yeah, is it Apex Legends? Will it be as cool as Marshmello DJing a concert virtually?
Is that cool?
Yeah, it's cool, bruh. Fidget spinners are cool, you know that. Yeah, we gotta love it. But yeah, that's I think that's pretty ingenious how they're melding the world of gaming and the world of the world. the world, you know, together. And it's, you know, it's not just a thing anymore where people are like, oh yeah, it's just a video game. You know, it's an experience now where I was there when Marshmello DJ'd. I was there when I watched the black hole happen and all that fun stuff. I think it's pretty cool that you're creating that experience. That I think that's what gaming is all about, is creating an experience that no one has ever really experienced before. Right. And good on Epic.
You know,
praise China, by the way.
Free Hong Kong.
Free Hong Kong. And yeah, did you hear about that? What was it? BlitzCon? BlitzKrieg is what they called it.
BlizzCon. Blizzard,
yeah.
Upcoming BlizzCon.
Yeah, and unfortunately, so when it happened, they banned him and the two casters. Actually, the casters were laughing. I finally saw the clip.
Oh, I didn't.
The casters were like hiding their faces, and they're like, "Oh shoot, this is."
Oh no!
Because the guy Blitz, whatever his name is.
Yeah, the champion.
Yeah, the champion. I was wearing a mask, and in Hong Kong, it's illegal to wear a mask. So that's one of the pieces of rebellion that was happening. And then he said, "Free Hong Kong," and you know, he's with the protesters. And Blizzard of China decided to ban him and take away his money.
You mean Blizzard
of China?
No, Blizzard.
Blizzard itself? No, isn't it? Don't they have an affiliate where the Blizzard, you know, they have a headquarters in Hong Kong, right?
Right.
So it's Blizzard of China.
Yeah, but.
But I mean China.
But I mean. It's like the NBA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's also owned by China.
I don't think we can air this episode either. We're going to be banned from China. You know, that's really unfortunate that that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
that people who are very well-known people,
very popular
democratic countries are siding with the Communist
praising
Party
China.
Of China.
There's nothing wrong with China. Except for all of their human rights violations and their oppression of the freedom of speech and the oppression of those who are critical of their regime. And it's unfortunate that that's happening. And you know what? A lot of people have decided not to play Blizzard games. And I don't know how long that's going to last. However,
I was just playing Overwatch.
A week ago, or was it probably like 3 or 4 days ago, I think, Blizzard gave his money back, but he's and his ban, instead of for a year, it's 6 months.
He's still banned.
Still banned
for free speech.
For free speech, in which, yeah, well, you know, that's Oh, I mean, it's how it is, though, right? If you want money, you bow down to China. So, yeah.
LeBron.
Is it LeBron?
Yeah. LeBron James.
No.
Yeah. He's straight up, like, went on record, and he's like, I only care about my values, and my values are those values.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He's like, ain't no one telling me what to say.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm saying what I think. And what I think is CCP and democracy is wrong, as he says, in the United States of America.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's okay. You know, they need to make their money.
I mean,
You know, regular sports is dying anyways, right?
Yeah, so China owns it.
China owns it soon. China will own this podcast. And we will not be critical of, you know, their regime. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with voicing your opinions. And I'm hoping that we don't get demonetized. How could we? China doesn't own Google just yet, do they? Or unless they do.
I mean, Google bows down to China, though.
That's true. Actually, everybody bows down to China.
Yeah.
I mean, like, everything inside here that's lighting this room right now is from China. Thanks, China. We appreciate the cheap goods. Maybe they have, like, little microphones in there listening to every word that we say. We never know. And except for these microphones that are actually capturing the words that we're saying right now.
Yours
is putting it for free.
Made in Germany.
It is made in Germany. That's how it is. But, you know.
The Germans are listening.
The Germans are listening. That is a German microphone as well.
Very cool.
Shure is a German company. And that was built and made in Germany.
Danke.
Danke schön. But yes, enough about China.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, just know NBA is owned by China.
Because
you can't voice free speech.
Oh, no, you can't
in
do
the
that.
NBA.
It's too bad.
You think it would be, you think you could because it's an American company, but. Yeah.
What can you do with that? Really, I don't even. There's a reason why I don't watch organized sports.
Yeah.
There's a reason why. Because the hypocrisy of the money that those guys make, and apparently the happiness that they give to the billions of people in China, outweigh the fact that they oppress and they silence those who are critical of their government and the people running their country. So, anyways, enough of the really heavy stuff.
Did you hear?
Yeah, I know, right? Did you hear about Ninja and Lady Gaga?
I did not. What's the dealio?
Lady Gaga goes, at Ninja, who are you?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then Drake goes, he goes, ask at Drake,
uh-huh.
Right? That's pretty funny. And then it's so bad. And then I guess SJW or whatever, or so those critical.
Social justice warrior.
She goes and texts out, well, Lady Gaga, don't talk to Ninja because he won't play with women on the games that he plays, blah, blah, blah. And Ninja's like, I've been playing with a lot of female players in Fortnite and have co-streamed three of them. Because if people don't remember, back last year, he ended up saying that he will not stream with the other girls or co-stream because he is married.
Ooh.
Right, so he's kind of took his stance of why he doesn't, you know, co-stream with girls or stream with girls or whatever. And then of course everyone was just like, oh my gosh, sexist. And I'm going like, yeah, but if I'm married, I was thinking about it myself. I am a married man. Aside from the fact that I'm running a business, right, it's good on him to think about running the business where he's not, you know, conflating relations with another woman. And people can, what he was afraid of is people to dissect the way he talks to the women or people, girls that he's going to be playing the games with, dissect how they act and all that stuff. And then the tabloids will come in and, you know, he's just newly married and, you know, the internet is as toxic as it is already. Yep. And he's basically the largest target for these people who want to say that he is a sexist because he won't play with other girls. I mean, like, I'm sorry. He's brave enough to put that out there as a business. But for me as a man with a wife, if I were to say, you know what, honey, I'm going to go and have a few podcasts with a couple girls down in the basement. I don't know. Like, that's what we're going to do. You know, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Right. I have had one of my friends here over. He's, of course, a male.
Mm-hmm.
Sat down and would do that, but I would not be, I would not make it so that...
Yeah, you're a sexist is what you're
basically, I think that's what I'm saying. The problem is that if you can imagine me bringing a girl into my house while my wife isn't mm-hmm. home and my two daughters are upstairs...
Yeah.
Like...
It's totally misconstrued.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Yeah. You know what I mean? So if I were ever able to, if I were to interview a female, it would either be online
mm-hmm.
or it would be in an open public space where, you know,
Tim Hortons.
Yeah, Tim Hortons or whatever, and just have two microphones and do that. And that's what I'm actually planning to do one day. Hopefully it can work. And a really big thing is that even that can have some negative connotations, right? Gonna go and have conversation with... I'm not with my wife. Like, I'm not saying that I'm bound to make a mistake and do something with this person, but the internet is a bad place.
Yeah.
Right?
People
can create one story. And I'm not even saying that I'm a famous person. Like, even just... Mm-hmm. You know, just even the thought of me doing that
mm-hmm.
would endanger my relationship with my wife.
And you know what I mean? Don't even check themselves. They read headlines and then they spread it.
Yeah, and then they just make comments, it all evil. But hey, you know what? For one, my wife trusts me. Two, I trust her. And three, if I were to interview a female streamer in my you know, podcast studio or somewhere else, I'd make sure that my wife was with me at least. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's how some people travel when they do interviews, is they at least have a, you know, either a significant other or a bodyguard or an assistant.
Yeah.
So that they're like, I'm not the only one who, you know, who's there,
mm-hmm.
and things can get conflated, right? Things can get out of hand and people will... Like, well, no, that's not what happened, because there's a witness, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't really know where I'm going with this. I just think it's pretty crazy that, you know, Lady Gaga wants to break the internet with saying at Ninja, who are you? She did. Two, Ninja, you know, Ninja's trying to do his thing. And then three, there's this another person trying to make something out of nothing. In my honest mm-hmm. opinion, I like, literally, why even bring that up? It's like, oh, Lady Gaga is a model for feminists and feminism worldwide. And just like, but she just added Ninja. Mm-hmm. So does that make her a sexist too? Yeah, there you go.
Lady Gaga is a sexist.
Lady Gaga is a sexist, everybody. Oh my goodness. I love the internet.
Drama.
It's such a weird thing.
Yeah,
I just don't understand it sometimes, but you know, the world goes round, and at the end of mm-hmm. the day,
everyone forgets it.
Yeah, unless you're that girl, obviously.
After everyone else forgets it. Like, I didn't even know it happened.
People don't know.
Yeah.
People won't know. People won't care. And I think we're at that point where this cancel culture is just too much for people, and they're just going to start ignoring it and
mm-hmm.
and start worrying about what's more important in their lives, which is their lives.
Yeah.
You know, and not what this girl has to say about people on Twitter and whatever. But then again, Twitter is a cesspool, and I still feel like, even though that I'm part of that community, I just feel like there's not enough good stuff happening on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They're just... has to be somebody like that guy that from our last podcast we talked about. He ends up having this that sign for Bush the beer in the States,
mm-hmm.
and he put his Venmo account there, and people were started donating stuff and people putting money inside there. He raised over $2.5 million and stuff like that, and all of a sudden
they cancel him.
they cancel him. And then the guy who canceled him gets canceled himself. So, you know, like, I think at the end of the day, it's just gonna stop. And hopefully it just doesn't continue. And yeah. People are just exhausted of it. And I think that's where we're at right now. I think people are just done with this, unless there's like founded evidence of, you know, mm-hmm. some of the bad things that happen. Like, it's not fair to people.
Yeah, because people change. Like,
people learn and grow.
Yeah.
Right? And you never know where you're at the end of the day. You could be saving millions of people's lives, but one day when you were 18, you thought you were funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said the N-word or something, or the F-word, the other F-word. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, all the people that you've helped, and that millions of people that you helped because you changed from that person to the person who's helping millions of people, you're now doomed to be canceled. And I think it's done. I'm hoping that it's done.
I don't think it will be done.
But no. Well, I don't think it's going to be too prominent in the news anymore because people get sick.
People get
sick of hearing about it, yeah. Right? And it's just difficult to kind of get that thing going.
Mm-hmm. You lose interest.
Yeah.
The news companies lose readers.
And
so they have to make more interesting clickbait titles and everything. And
hopefully the newspapers all of a sudden finally disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully that income stream for them disappears, because I don't think I remember the last time I ever picked up an actual newspaper or purchased one.
Mm-hmm.
Work buys, I think, two newspapers just to have in the coffee room, break room, just to have it there.
Right.
I think I'm going to save some money next year, and I'm going to have to cancel all our newspaper subscriptions.
Yeah. How much would that save you?
Maybe $2 or something like that.
Nice.
Because it's that cheap now. Like, apparently it's like maybe $100 for the year or something for a newspaper a day, I think. It might be in that. What can you do? I think I'm done with newspapers and whatnot. This is where it's at. Podcasts with people who have opinions. Thumbs up, everybody.
So with newspapers disappearing,
uh-huh.
those jobs will disappear.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of automation and the disappearance of jobs?
Well, I think automation gets us to a certain point in our society where we are able to focus on other things other than work.
Right. So do you think about universal basic income?
I think it should happen.
Just as the world becomes automated.
Yeah, as the world becomes automated, there just needs to be that universal income.
Yeah, it's like you drop all of these jobs,
yeah.
then where's the money going? It should just go back to the people, right?
Technically, yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Yeah, one day, you never know. I mean, like, at the end of the day, you're kind of looking at basically you're looking at trying to make a utopia, right?
The utopia is a very utopian ideal
of a universal basic income.
Yes.
But even the universal basic income means that you are not worried about a place to sleep, mm-hmm. a place to eat, a place mm-hmm. to do these to use the washroom,
right.
like basic necessities of life are taken care of.
Should we have to be worrying about that in this day and age?
We shouldn't. It should not be an issue, in my honest opinion. And yet it is a big issue for nearly, you know, I think about
like 90%.
Five or 10% of people around the world who can't afford it. Yeah. Right? I think that's fair. Maybe it's 20%. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but I think it's fair to say maybe 5 to 10% of the world. You know, the funny thing is mm-hmm. is that I've seen tons of documentaries where there are people who are saying that, you know, when you give or donate to Rwanda's famine or something like that, or whatever, like relief fund or whatever. Yes, that's true. It happens. However, there's also other foundations out there that screw up their gosh darned economy. Like, for example, when you donate your clothing, your used clothes, what happens is when Goodwill or Salvation Army or whatever you donated it to, if they can't sell it a certain way because they don't have space for it, they ship it to developing countries. Like, there's one place that I saw in a documentary. I don't know. I don't remember which one it was, but it basically screwed their economy for clothes because there was an abundance of clothing.
Yeah.
And the abundance of clothing was so much
that they can make houses.
They can make houses. But one thing was they didn't need to buy. They didn't need the ability to have a atelier, a tailor, right?
Yeah.
They didn't need a tailor. They didn't need people who repair clothing. They didn't need those people anymore. Right. So those jobs disappeared, and it skewed their economy because they no longer need to purchase clothing from stores because it was being given to them.
Yeah.
Right? And thus making them even poorer than they really were.
Whoa.
Isn't that weird?
They didn't have to worry about
clothes. But they don't have to worry about clothes. Unfortunately, they lost the ability for innovation. They lost their ability to create new things for their, you know, their people. And now basically, when we are sending all of that stuff there, they don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that everything else is now even more expensive than it was before because the economy is not moving. They're not purchasing stuff. They're not buying houses. They're not buying cars. They're staying stagnant, right?
Interesting.
So versus a universal basic income, where you don't have to worry about those things, you still are able to. People who, like me, I would still work.
Yeah.
I would work because I would want to work to get more money.
Yeah.
Right? Because the problem is right now is so what people think is universal basic income, what they're thinking is that people everyone are just going to have free working. Money. Here's the problem, and everyone stops working. But here's the problem, though. We spend more money in our unemployment and our social
safety nets
for those who are vulnerable and whatnot. So if you were to remove all of those things, you would have, guess what? A universal basic income.
Yeah.
It would be the same amount of money that we're spending already in our social safety nets, but it would inspire people to want to work harder for something better.
Yeah. So imagine what number, how much money do you think you would get in a universal basic income? Like a month.
For me, it would probably be $1,000 a month.
Okay, so let's say, like, imagine everyone you know gets $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Like, how many of them, like, what percentage of them would be so relieved versus just dropping everything?
They would be relieved, but they'd continue working.
Exactly.
They would not
It's like...
They would not drop anything. $1,000 isn't enough. It's not that... One, they don't have to worry about a place to live, technically, because if everything was right in the world where my mortgage and my food were covered within that $1,000, right? Let's say that's how it was. But first of all, even if I had $1,000 a month and my wife had $1,000 a month, that's $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it still wouldn't be enough for what we want, but I would still go out and try to get that other $2,000 to make whatever I want possible. I would want to buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to buy a house. I would want to have nice clothes, instruments, new computer. those types of things I would strive for, but I don't have to worry about where food is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I can take my energy from worrying about where my next meal is coming from. I can remove the energy that I have to worry about where my I'm gonna sleep, and remove my next how I'm gonna get to someplace to travel to a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
I can remove that energy and put it to different energies that will make this world a better place or even earn more money for me and my family.
Yeah.
It's very, it's a very weird thing. I don't think everybody fully knows that it's going to work.
Yeah.
But in reality, I think it's a universal basic income is something that we should be striving for.
Yes.
And if we don't, I mean, like, really, though, what's Bill Gates going to do with all this money? Yeah. Like, so, what's Warren Buffett going to do with all of his money, right?
Here's the thing. $1 billion.
Yeah.
What's the difference between $1 million and $1 billion?
There's 1,000 million, yeah. Right?
That's
1,000 million. 1 million
is 0.1% of a billion.
Yeah.
So the difference between... So here's 0.1%. That's a million.
You see it?
Yeah. This is a billion.
Yeah.
The difference between 1 million and 1 billion is about $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, who... $1 billion is way too much money.
Yeah.
And
$1 billion.
Yeah, so
is ridiculous.
You shouldn't no one should be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there shouldn't be. There should be a maximum wage.
I mean, like, it's not just wage. I mean, like, that's obviously capitalism we're talking about here, but
infinite growth, right?
Yeah, there's no such thing as infinite growth with money, for sure, right?
There's no such thing as infinite anything.
Exactly. Not the
because entropy will
universe will shut down anyways at one point, right?
Yeah.
But I think it with that said, I believe that if we kind of take a look at what's happening now. Hopefully we can really figure out what hopefully these billionaires who have the time to think about what to do.
They better.
Hopefully, cross your fingers. They're going to help sway governments to move into a direction in which we can go into that into that understanding. Imagine let's imagine if Bill Gates went to America and decided to give all the billions of dollars that he's earned or saved and says, guess what? My $100 billion of mine, I will give to every American,
mm-hmm.
you know, at that point when he's dead, is probably 400 million people inside in America. For the next 5 years, money will go into every bank account ever.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think that people are just going to be better people? Right?
Yeah.
Like, it would be an equal separation because, first of all, you'd have to have a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And then those who don't have bank accounts, a portion of his wealth will trickle into...
Trickle down.
trickle into the social...
Into, like, the money will be spent.
Yeah, will be spent to help those people, right?
And the economy will grow.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it, that might happen. We don't know. I don't think a billionaire has died yet.
Really?
You think?
No. Billionaires have died, but it all like goes to their spouse.
Oh, it goes to
their... Yeah. So.
But when the spouse dies, where does that go?
It goes to their next spouse.
It goes to their next spouse?
And their children.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I mean, like, there are billionaires out there right now. Actually, trillionaires or quadrillionaires, the royal family.
Right.
So they own Great Britain, actually.
Yeah.
The people who live there are renting the country that they live in from the royals.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's the whole different story, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a very interesting thing, I think. If we can find that balance or that understanding, maybe something mm-hmm. better would happen, you know?
Yeah. But, so the flaw of capitalism is always striving for infinite growth.
Yeah.
This is the flaw, is that the billionaires sway the government into making them richer.
Yeah.
Because they just... There's no ceiling.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's... I think that's the main flaw.
I mean, it's hard to really say. Like, I'm neither a...
communist.
I'm not a communist. I'm more of a...
Socialist.
I think more of a socialist... A capitalist socialist in between.
Yeah.
That would be...
Like, capitalism...
It would be liberal versus, you know...
Yeah. Like,
type of thing, right? Conservative type of person, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's good between, to capitalism, right? Which is competition, right?
Yeah.
But it is the flaw of capitalism to pursue infinite growth.
It is. But it's also the flaw of socialism where where everybody tries to be equal and then no one is higher or lower than each other, and then you just entropy much quicker than capitalism,
that's
right?
That's the flaw of socialism.
What's the flaw of communism? Is that socialism is communism? Fascism is what? Fascism, you're
fascism.
Be a fascist, a dictator?
Yeah.
I guess, you know...
The difference between socialism and communism is socialism is about, like, those social safety nets.
Yeah.
Like, health insurance or health care. That's all socialism.
Universal health care that we have here in Canada.
Yeah, that's socialism. Yeah. Communism is taking from a commune, which is a shared, everyone is equal.
Yeah. And but someone still has to lead them.
Right.
Well, right. That becomes a dictatorship. China, Russia,
and
North Korea. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you get owned by China.
Yeah. Everyone at the end of the day ends up getting owned by China. Let's face it. They must be doing something right if they're going to be taking over the world. Right?
I guess so.
I guess communism was working. You can sway the NBA. You can sway Blizzard. Any American company they want, they can sway.
Are they still American companies?
No,
would you consider them American companies?
Like CNOOC owns Petrocan or something like that. Is it Suncor?
Suncor?
I think it's Suncor. Is owned by a Chinese state entity.
So
the unfortunate part was this Chinese business went and bought a oil company here in Canada, and then the business went bankrupt to the government, and now the government owns a Canadian business. Very weird, right? I mean, like, this is not to say we're not ragging on people who are Chinese. We are obviously ragging on those who are in the government.
Of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, it's the Communist Party, right?
The CCP.
The CCP. It's how it is, you know? Hopefully, we can figure out something better than what's happening right now in the world. It is election time here in Canada. Hopefully, I don't care who you vote for. What you see, what you should do is vote. One is vote. Before you do that, though, is go to each party in the place of your riding who is being represented, trying to be part of the government. Find out where they stand. Find out what they stand for. Find out what they want to do for the country. Read their platforms and decide. And people say it just takes too much time. It's not that hard. Just go to Twitter.
There are a lot of guides.
There's a lot of guides online. You can find it where this is what they stand for and who they are and what for a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of name calling and mudslinging and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, this is why a democracy is a good thing.
Yes.
This is why we are able to have the free speech that we have, is they can mudsling and not be stuck in the consequence of being critical of our prime minister right now, who is Justin Trudeau, or the next prime minister who is going to be there if Justin Trudeau gets kicked out. We never know, right? The fact is, we can be critical of our government and not fear retaliation from them to keep us quiet about that.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. There are a lot of people out there in the world, in countries in which they are in banana republics, republics that aren't
false.
They're false republics that they say they're a democratic republic, but they are not by any means. And people die for the right to vote.
Yeah,
they die
which
to
we
vote,
have,
which
we're born with.
We're born with what's the word I'm looking for? We're born with the opportunity to make a difference in the world, and to know what parties help shape Canada, let alone whichever country you're in. But in the Philippines, people get gunned down and mowed down and run over and all that stuff whenever it's their election time. And I'm just like thinking to myself, I have never heard of anything like that at a voting station, a voting polling mm-hmm. station here in Canada. And we take that for granted. And if you are Canadian, by all means, if you're listening right now, take 30 minutes. It literally does take half an hour to find out the bullet points of each party who is prominent in Canada and vote for the one that you feel represents mm-hmm. your core beliefs and your core values.
Even if you don't think you're going to win.
Exactly.
Like, you exercise your right to vote because the Chinese people can't do that.
Yeah, Chinese people can't do
and,
that.
And Hong Kong people are fighting for that.
That's what they're doing. They are fighting for
the right.
Right to be able to talk.
Yeah.
To speak. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's hard. It's horrible that what's going on over there. Yeah. So I think that's where we're probably going to wrap everything up here. What an interesting
little podcast. We made it full circle.
Yeah, went all the way around. China will still be there, no matter what. I still love the country. I love the people. I love the food.
Not the government.
Not so much. No. I love the martial arts and everything that comes out of there. I love the culture, but there's just at one point we won't know who. Hopefully there are people inside that country who are fighting mm-hmm. to create a difference and a change in there. So, but yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. Darian, I appreciate you taking some time out of your week to be part of the Imbangium podcast. I want to do this more often. We're going to try to make sure that we do this again next week.
Yeah.
Make sure that I am not inundated with other things, but hopefully we can do that for sure. Guys, you can find our podcast on anchor.fm. It is being hosted for free there. You can also download all of our the podcasts on iTunes, Google Play Music, and also Spotify or wherever you can find a podcast. It is absolutely fantastic that we can do this for free now. And I want to say a big, quick thank you again to Darian for hosting the Imbangium podcast for the last 2 years. We'll find a way. We'll pay you back. Don't worry, my friend. And it has been around. People have been able to listen to it because of Darian and because of his dedication to try to get this podcast up and running again. So we're gonna get this thing going. Do I have? Oh, look at that! I'm advertising my company over here. I'm gonna have to try to blur that out. Let's see how we can. But yes,
that should be easy.
Yeah, hopefully. Cross your fingers. But I think that's going to be it, guys. Hopefully you guys are going to have a great week. We will chat with you the next time. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you soon. My name is Brian.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of the Imbangium Podcast.